get enrolled. Brought to you by the Electoral Commission.
Kababayan, muli narito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po'y unang linggo ng Hulyo.
Hulyo!
Ah, kalahati na ng taon.
July.
Oh, oh. And in fact, maraming nagse-celebrate ng White Christmas or Mid-Year Christmas dito sa New Zealand o sa ibang Western countries na na nasa snow.
Yes.
They celebrate White Christmas.
That's right.
So, meron na din pong mga Pinoy na nagse-celebrate na rin ang White Christmas.
Oo, tingnan natin sa mga panahong ito.
Hopefully mayroong magbalita sa atin pag malapit na ang 25 or whenever 15 or mid July. Hopefully may magbalita sa atin at titingnan natin, makikikain tayo.
Okay.
Marami po kaming ihanda para sa inyo ngayong hapon. At narito po ang aking dalawang kasama ngayon, si Manang Trini at si Lisa.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon to our listeners this afternoon. Sana you're having a good time this weekend since I think last holiday, school holiday.
Oh, this is last week, right?
Last week. Before ang school holiday. Yay! Not for the kid. I mean, not for the mom parents though.
Nah. But then again, nag-holiday naman from work din ang mga parents.
Yeah. At saka opening ng ano ngayon, di ba? The tunnel.
Yes.
I have seen when I'm coming. Oh, 80. And look, I looked. South motorway is open. Already.
Okay.
Ang isang balita today is fight ni Manny Pacquiao sa Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, maayong hapon kaninyong tanan. Ogya, kumusta at Lisa? Kumusta Tita Verge? Maayong hapon. Og look, parang gloomy tayo ngayon. Medyo uulan siguro. Anyhow, daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyong pagpamina sa atong kadasimanang programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini. Welcome sa Samotsari Cultural Community Radio. Now, kada Domingo ta, hagikan from 4:20 to 5:20. Makapamina pod kamong tanan anywhere, anytime sa www.planetaudio.org.nz/Samotsari/player or para sa mas intimate, call us on 09-815-8100. Ayan. Sabi nga ni Tita Verge, bukas na daw ang
Tunnel.
So, okay lang yan. Yan ngayon ang ano natin, ang local news natin, di ba?
Siyempre. Ang programa pong ito ay palaging inihatid sa atin ng ating mga masugid na tagapagtaguyod. Walang iba kung hindi ang Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang sponsors. Meron po tayo siyempre ang special fares na hatid sa atin ng ating tagapagtaguyod Planet Earth Travel Limited.
Yes, at unang-unang special natin ngayon ay ang very cheap fare to Manila return. Now, ito is via Hong Kong Airlines. I haven't heard of Hong Kong Airlines before. But apparently, there is Hong Kong Airlines. Now, to Manila and return, fly. This is in conjunction with the Philippine Airlines, actually, via Hong Kong. So, sale ends in the 31st of July. So, end of the month, wala na po ang sale na ito. Pero, yes, just starting ng month pa lamang tayo. So, marami pa po kayong tiempo. Departures po nito is from the 28th of June, obviously, pass na yan, up to the 30th of November. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months from Auckland via Hong Kong, inclusive na po ito of fuel taxes, applicable airport departure taxes and booking fees. Special conditions apply. Please check the special conditions on this airfare, subject to seat availability. Now, ito po is meals, entertainment, and get this, 2 pieces of 23 kilos. Check-in baggage plus 2 7 kilos hand carry.
That's a lot. 2 7 kg pa?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ano, sorry. Plus 7 kgs. Isa lang pala ang 7 kgs na hand carry, but 2 pieces of 23 kilos. So, please double check that because I'm hoping that this is not typo, but yeah, that is for the first time going to Manila, no? Mm-hmm. Oo. Now, ticketing po nito is within 72 hours of reservation but no later than 31st of July 2017. Mm-hmm. Changes. Now, a rebooking fee of $200 applies per transaction if you are going to change your date. Cancellation po before or after departure will incur $500 New Zealand applies. And totally unused tickets are subject to a refund fee of $400. So, 899, mababalik na lang sa iyo, mga 499 na rin lang, 50%, ano?
Pero up to when is the sales period?
End of July.
End of July.
Tapos ang departure date nyo dapat ay from 20th of June to the 30th of November.
Yeah.
Ayan, Hong Kong Airlines in to, ha, in conjunction with Philippine Airlines. So, I'm guessing,
ano
baka...
Ano ang routing yan?
Yun nga, wala, ang routing nito is via Hong Kong. Via Hong Kong. So ang from Auckland via Hong Kong. So I'm wondering if this is Auckland Hong Kong Airlines to straight to Hong Kong, walang cans. Then from Hong Kong, because maybe Hong Kong is not going to Philippines, you know, Hong Kong Airlines and then Philippine Airlines.
So
which is even better, I suppose.
At least kaya lang eh anong gagawin mo doon sa dalawang luggage mo?
Well, in conjunction with Philippine Airlines, ano yan siya, Tita Verge? Owner dyan ng Philippine Airlines. Kasi ang airfare is Manila returning.
What I'm trying to get at is kung gusto mong mag-stop over na before going to Manila.
Let me have a look.
Permitted bang stopover?
No show. Stopover, Hong Kong stopover costs $100 per stop. So you can stop over in Hong Kong and you just pay $100 per stop. Which is quite good.
So pagpabalik na. Kasi pagpapunta, you will worry about your two pieces of luggage.
True that.
Kahit na straight through ang checking in yan, straight check-in mo from here to diretso na sa Manila, sinong kukuha doon?
However,
pwede namang ikaw naman ang kukuha.
You
just make arrangements.
However, pwede ka rin mag-stop over on the way there. Mag-shopping ka na sa Hong Kong. Mag-to-luggage ka from Hong Kong to Philippines.
Pwede rin.
So maraming ano dyan. So tapos one luggage ka from Manila to Hong Kong, shopping ka uli to New Zealand to two luggages ka na. Kasi, diba? Two times Ayan. So first time yan ng Planet Earth Travel na Hong
Getting
Kong
better
Airlines.
Getting better and
better. It's getting better.
Ati Edith knows.
Now, accompanied child fare will be 75% of the adult fare plus taxes, of course. Please phone 0800 11 11 31 or email at reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
Ito naman ang pangalawang special nila sa Planet Earth. Cathay Pacific naman ito, Asia special fare to Manila, Cebu, Clark Fold return from $949. That's cheap.
Cathay Pacific, diba?
How
much naman?
$949.
Slightly.
Oh my gosh. Clarkfield yan, Tita Verge. Pwede ka dyan.
Malayo-layo sa akin.
Malayo ka rin?
Layo kung pumunta akong diretsong Baguio, and then doon ako titira sa kapatid ko.
Malapit.
Malapit-lapit ka na.
Malapit.
$949. So, chief airfare, excluding Auckland to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, Philippines.
Cebu din.
Cebu, Manila.
Cebu, Manila. Naman sila ang Cathay Pacific. So, sales end 11th of September 2017. Ang travel period naman ito is 1st of July until 30th of November and 16th of January to 31st of March.
That's 2018. Oh, I like that.
Wander ang utak ng kasi. Magbabakasyon na naman ito.
Oo nga, nakakainis ka.
Pabalik ko, bakasyon uli. Okay.
Selos kami sa'yo.
Alis ka ba this year?
Oo, August.
August? Dahil yun yung ano na isi-celebrate nyo ni August?
Birthday ni Mama.
Baka naman August.
No, September. September. Kaya end of August ako aalis. Balik ko mga mid ng September. Beginning sa September kasi si Mama.
Oh, I see. Okay, routing naman dito is Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu or Clark Field and vice versa yon. So return economy class airfare valid for 3 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes. Pricing is subject to availability. Very limited seats lang ito. So, special conditions apply, inclusive of minimal travel agent, booking service fees, meals, entertainment, and 30 kilos check-in baggage, 7 kilos hand carry. Malaki rin, I'm still the same na. So, ticketing within 2 days or confirmation regardless of travel dates. Penalties, No date change. Permitted at all times. Oh, valid only on the flights and date as ticketed. Ulan.
Ibig sabihin, hindi ka pwede mag-change.
Hindi siya flexible. Yeah. Hindi katulad ng ano. Pero naman, you have to pay, of course.
Yes. Yeah. So, refund prior departure, non-refundable. And after departure as well. Stopover, not permitted. Accompanied child, 2 to 11 years old, from New Zealand, 789 New Zealand dollar. Okay. So please do call at 0800-111-31 or email at reservation@planettravel.co.nz. Ayan.
Ayan. And because of that, ito na po ang local news natin. After years of construction and $1.4 billion in spending, the long-awaited Waterview Tunnel has finally opened. The country's longest tunnel officially opened to the traffic at about 12:47 a.m. today, 5 years after construction first began. 5 years? Okay, sorry. A police escort accompanied the first car to enter the northbound tunnel traveling from Wairaka and Waterview. Radio presenting host JJ and Dom Harvey were among the first excited motorists to head through the tunnel. It's the small things in life that matter, right? She said in her Facebook post. Anyway, it was a very easy and quick drive from the airport. Congrats to everyone involved in the project. Many other motorists commenting on NZTA's Facebook announcement also expressed their excitement. The long-awaited tunnel was finally opened. However, NZTA Auckland Highway Manager Brett Glidden advised motorists to avoid rushing through the tunnel in the first few days of its opening to help ease traffic congestion. When it first opens, motorists should expect the tunnel to be very busy because we know many people are keen to experience driving it for the first time. The Waterview connection will be a key part to the airport transport system for a long time now, and there'll be plenty of opportunity for everyone to use it. Transport Minister Simon Bridges said the opening marked the most significant change in Auckland's transport system since the Auckland Harbour Bridge opened in 1959. This has been a long-awaited and eagerly anticipated piece of transport infrastructure envisioned decades ago. It's fantastic that New Zealand's biggest and most ambitious transport infrastructure project is now open to vehicles. The tunnel was due to open in April, but that was pushed back due to continued testing and commissioning of complex systems for safety purposes. NZTA did announce the exact opening time of the 2.4 kilometers tunnel in advance, citing safety reasons. It also said it would not give the date or time to avoid queues of motorists. And that is our local news.
Yes.
Ayan. So,
katulad po ng ipinangako namin sa inyo, meron tayong special guest ngayong hapon. And napakabilis talaga ng panahon. About 4 years ago, I think it was, I met this young lady helping out with doing the OPM in New Zealand, organized by our James.
Oh.
And that was the first time when we presented Father Elric into the public.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
you were there.
Yes,
and
Duncan
and
was there.
Duncan was there, and
I'm not sure
Jim Boy was there.
No, you weren't there.
I don't know where you were. Heaps of people, standing ovation, and now. Today there will be no standing ovation because there are only the six of us here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure our listeners will be pleased who we have for our guest today. She is one of the top 20 finalists in the Miss Universe New Zealand Beauty Contest for 2017. And of course, we are hoping that we will land the bacon this time.
Yes.
Without further ado, who we get today is no other than Shekinah de los Santos.
Yeah. Hi everyone, my name is Shekinah De Los Santos, and as Tita Virgie just introduced, I am one of the finalists for Miss Universe New Zealand 2017.
Yes! Yay. And with her is the faithful sister, Shyama.
Hello everyone, just as Tita Virgie said, I am the faithful sister who's always assisting my older sister as she...
embarks on anything, Sita.
Yes, yes.
Personal, you were there last 4 years ago as well and ever since.
Yes.
Whenever there is a Filipino event, nandito po ang magkapatid na ito.
Yes. Nice.
And I noticed that is why I looked again in my record. I know you as Shekinah. Then when I looked, it was Shekinah. So you shortened it for this purpose?
No, it's Shekinah. It's just the way it's spelled. It's S-A-K-I-N-A-H.
Yes.
So it's pronounced Shekinah anyway.
In your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Shek. I put Shek.
No. You removed the A. Or was that a typo?
The A, I just put it in there just so...
So they can say Shekinah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. So the one on Facebook is the correct spelling.
Yes,
Shekinah.
Correct.
Oh, fantastic. Where did your parents get those names for the two of you?
Both of them are from the Bible. Oh, the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I suspected. It, yeah. Shyama and Shekinah.
Yeah. Shekinah, the glory of God, and Shyama, the
God's provider.
There correct. You, go. You are the glory you provide for it.
Yeah.
Have you got a brother?
Yes.
What's his name?
Weos. Weos.
Weos.
The son of God.
How do you pronounce that?
Pronounce Weos and we spell it H-O-I-U-S.
H-U-I-U-S.
Yeah.
So it's like Jesus or Jesus.
Yeah.
Son of God.
Hebrew.
Yeah, Hebrew, yeah.
H-E-I-U-S.
Yes, H-E-I-U-S.
Very unique.
Yeah.
Very unique, yeah.
And what are your parents' names?
Just Edwin and Nena.
Filipino. Yeah. Gusto po kayo, Edwin and Nena.
Yeah. Yes. So how do you find the pageant so far, Shekinah?
Well, it's fun. It's really rewarding. Everything that we've been doing at the moment, it's quite stressful, but it's very rewarding regardless of the stress.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Is this a long-time dream of yours to become one of the...
I wouldn't say a long-time dream. I've dreamt of it, but I never really pondered on that dream.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Only because I never saw myself being a beauty contestant. I'm short and I'm not as tall as the long-legged girls that walk around, but, it's
nice.
Happened now and I'm really happy I'm in it.
Yeah. So when is the finals?
August 12 at the Sky
City. Oh, that's not
yes,
far.
That's not next long. Month.
We better prepare.
Yes, we better go and watch.
Yes, we will buy the tickets.
Yeah, that's
not like
that's
it or not.
Far.
Yeah, that's we not will far support now. Shekinah.
Okay, so but there will be some background, judgment, yeah?
Yes.
The judging of talent.
The talent will be
on the night or
no,
just
Miss,
for the finals?
Miss Universe New Zealand doesn't have any talent portion.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Is that the universal? Yeah, I mean the universe never had a talent. Is that Miss World does get talent? Or
Miss
what?
World has talent. I don't remember if Miss Universe has a talent.
Oh,
portion.
Okay.
Yeah,
I never knew that they didn't have talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but the same, the Miss World portion is also talent portion is also done before the
behind the scenes
final pageant shown in the public.
Yeah,
behind the scenes.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So there's no Miss Talent.
No.
Oh, is that Miss Talent? Oh, yeah.
Talent portion.
The most talented beauty of the Miss Universe pageant. Oh,
yes.
Okay. That's
I am really very proud that the Filipinas are shining through.
Yeah.
Not only in the Miss Universe New Zealand contest, but also in the Miss World New Zealand contest.
Yeah.
What else do we... These are the two ones that we hold here.
Miss Earth. We Miss also Earth, have yeah. some Filipino yes, but, contestants.
Yes, yes, as yes. well.
Miss Earth.
Yeah, Miss yeah. Earth. And they guested here as well.
Yeah,
before.
They guested here.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But the other one... What's the other one? Miss International. I haven't...
Do we have a Miss International
here? There is none here in New Zealand yet.
I think there is Miss International, but it's connected to Miss World. I'm not sure.
No, I didn't notice.
A picture of a girl, Miss International.
Miss International, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, because it's not like the Philippines that they have Binibining Pilipinas, and then from those line of beauties, they do World, Universe, yeah. International.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah? And so they all done it in once, and then they have representatives and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is really clever way of doing things,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
So yeah. True, yeah. Mm.
But in New Zealand, they do separate Universe and then
only
Earth.
Miss World and Miss Universe, because Miss Earth... have we got Miss Earth as well in the Philippines long before? Us?
No. We never had Miss Earth. No, it's just recently. I don't know how long Miss Earth's going now.
It's not that long,
it's
I
not,
think.
It's not that long, I know international has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so this year, the one who will crown you is also a Filipina, half Filipina, Tanya Pauline Dawson.
Yeah,
I know her parents.
Ah, so she won the Universe New Zealand?
Last year.
Okay,
and
cool.
She represented New Zealand, of course,
in the Universe
in
World.
In the Philippines.
Yeah. Oh, they all had a good time, apparently, in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Cool. Very
good. And I will see her on Tanya Pauline Dawson, on Sunday for his father's birthday.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Cool. Very
Let's
good.
Have a music first and beauty.
Nasa yun na ang lahat, ha? This which is really very fitting for our Miss Universe New Zealand candidate, Shekinah. Enjoy.
The West. Yeah. Okay.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat Lahat na mismo nasa'yo Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino Inggit lahat sila sa'yo Kahit pa dapat mang kanino Kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo Hindi akalain sabihin mong ako na yon. Ang hinahanap mo Nasa'yo na ang lahat Minamahal kita pagkat Nasa'yo na ang lahat Pati ang puso ko Nasa'yo na ang lahat Minamahal kitang tapat Nasa'yo na ang lahat Pati ang puso ko Nasa'yo na ang lahat Oh, 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 oh Nasa'yo na ang lahat Kinikilig pa rin ako Ang sarap magmahal pagpanalo Nag-iisa sa puso ko Di kaya di na pa magbabago Ako ang binili Sa dami ng ibang medireto Hindi akalain sabi Sabihin mo nga ako na lang ang kulang sa iyo oh, Nasa'yo na ang lahat Minamahal kita pagka Nasa'yo na ang lahat Pati ang puso ko Nasa'yo na ang lahat Minamahal kitang tapat Nasa'yo na ang lahat Pati ang puso ko Nasa'yo na ang lahat Minamahal kita
Ayan, nasa iyo na talaga ang lahat.
Oo,
pati ano na ko? Daw ang puso kong tapat.
Ayan.
At narito po ang ating Bulilit News reporter, walang iba kung hindi, si Jay...
Jayla Piloton.
Piloto.
Yeah.
Piloton.
Hello, Jay.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. So what have you got for us this afternoon, Jay?
Okay. Good afternoon to everyone, by the way. And this is Jella, your Bulilit reporter for Samutsari Cultural Radio 104.6 FM with some news for today. Happening at the Maybury Reserve on Maybury Street, Glen Innes, Auckland, the Te Ara Rama Matsuriki Light Trail is on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. from tonight to the 8th of July. There will be Matsuriki-related events planned, like music, performances, and more, with admission free, also encouraging people living close by to walk. And going on for two more days, including today, is the VPV pop-up markets at 210 to 218 Victoria Street West, CBD, Auckland, which is in the 8th and 9th of July. The pop-up markets set in the historic Victorian settings have events every time we go there. Also, the Cirque Grande is coming around to Auckland on Smiles Farm Q4 on the Boulevard Takapuna with its very first tour in New Zealand from 6th of July to the 23rd. You'll be amazed by the skill, beauty, and strength of incredible international artists. Find more information about the circus at www.cirquegrande.com. Well, that's all the news I have for today, everyone. Have a nice week.
That's great, Jella.
You're getting better and better.
Yes, getting better and better. And next week, I hope you report what happens when the Team New Zealand America's Cup champions arrive on Tuesday. Tuesday,
yeah,
is it? July 6th. July 6th. July 6th, 3?
At saka may parade.
No,
may
Thursday.
Parade ata sa
yes, yes,
Thursday.
There will be.
Yay!
So, and something else. Oh.
Yes.
Your plate is full now, Jella.
Yeah. Well done, Jella.
Well done.
Okay.
So, hear from you again next week.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Ayan. Anyway, babalik tayo sa ating guest, Tita Verge. Ano? Ang criteria of judging ba nila is walang ano public votes, ano?
There's public votes.
Oh, ayan. Ah. So on that note, ilagay mo yung mic closer to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have to tell our listeners who you are and why, you know, we should vote for you. Of course, being a Filipino, that's a given.
Yes.
Pero yeah, you know, just have background information about you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
yes.
Hi again for those who just started listening. My name is Shekinah De Los Santos and I'm one of the Miss Universe New Zealand finalists for this year. You can vote for me. You can just click on the link on my Facebook page. You can search my full name, Shekinah, that's S-H-E-K-I-N-A-H, De Los Santos. And the post is, what do you call it? It's pinned on my page. There's a little link in there that connects you to iTicket, and you can vote for me through there. Every vote will cost you $1, and for every bundle sold, $1 goes to charity, and the chosen charity for this year is Scott Foundation, and that's Filipino
Street Children.
Street Children. Foundation, like for street children and orphanage as well.
Yes.
Remember to vote for me, guys. It's just on my Facebook page.
Yes. Nice.
Fantastic. So when is the next official event that you are attending in relation to this final show in August for Miss Universe New Zealand?
I have an event because part of it is we have to do a challenge. It's called the Entrepreneurial Challenge, where 50% of the funds and the profits that we get will go to Variety, the children's mm-hmm. charity, mm-hmm. and 50% will go towards our journey as finalists mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in Miss Universe. So I have an event coming up on July 29, and it's a culture night show. It's called Cultura.
And fantastic.
You mm-hmm. can find tickets there if you want to attend it. You can mm-hmm. find it on Event Finder. That's Cultura with a K.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. And web page do we look at, the same as yours?
Yes, you can go on my Facebook page as well. All the details are on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Or Miss Universe page?
No, Miss Universe, the page doesn't have my details on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so repeat them for the for all of our listeners. Repeat the web page where they could find that Cultura one.
Yeah, so you can either go on my Facebook page, just search Shekinah de los Santos on Facebook, or you can search Cultura on eventfinder.co.nz.
Eventfinder.
Yeah.
So what do we expect in Cultura Night?
Cultura Night is a culture night show. So basically, of course, there will be Filipino performances.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. So what my initial plan is to show the history of a country through art, music, and dance. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just going to be Filipinos. There's Pacific Other. Islands as well. Mm-hmm.
It's multicultural. Yeah.
So it's multicultural. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
And where is the venue?
The venue will be at Mangere Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And there's a theater there, and that's on July 29.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. 29. July 29, is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. At Mangere Arts Center. And how much is the ticket?
So the tickets are
$20. $20. And aside from the show, will there be some people selling food and drinks?
So refreshments are included in the $20.
Refreshments?
Oh. Refreshments. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that's really cheap.
Yeah.
$20.
So there's no rice and adobo?
No rice and adobo. Maybe refreshment. A little...
Nibbles.
Yeah,
but that is very reasonable,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, very reasonable.
That's very good, because you can't really get a cultural show for $20 exactly. And then you get a refreshment.
Like with a bevy of beauties, including the three of us lined up
there. Exactly. So, more reason for you to come.
Yeah, and would there be some guests like your co-contestants are going to be there?
Or you just going to be you? Or
just yourself?
At the moment, I'm still on the planning stage, but okay. It's just going to be me. I am planning to invite Cereza La Paz and Tanya Dawson to mm-hmm. model. There's a little segment that I'm planning in there of modern cultural wear versus traditional
cultural wear.
Yeah, traditional. Yeah. So I'm thinking of...
It's really good. You can showcase the evolution of how we came from that way back up to now.
Yeah, we're talking about the fashion,
modern Filipino.
Oh, you can borrow heaps of
heaps of Filipiniana.
Yeah,
Filipiniana.
Yeah. The modern Filipino.
I hope I'm not disqualified.
maybe we should have a segment with you guys.
Yeah. The older ones.
No,
we'll talk about that off air. Okay, well done. So how about your sister? So what do you know specifically do for your
behind the scenes? She's in
always charge behind always behind her. So when she walks the stage, you go behind her. No, just kidding. So when you say behind, so you do her makeup and things like that?
She actually does her own makeup. Oh, so all right. I pretty much do is just go around, follow her around, carry her clothes for her.
Yes.
Like an actual assistant.
Oh, good on you. Yeah. I mean, you can never trust anyone else really to make sure that everything is well looked after, right?
Yeah.
You've got to have your sister there, honestly.
Yeah.
And then your sister is always going to be real with you know how you look. You go,
yes.
Auntie, Not no, like that. Yeah, exactly. You do this. Is that right?
Or? Yes, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I see.
You know, you're always going to be always honest to yeah. your auntie, because at the end of the day, you want to achieve a common goal, huh?
Yeah.
Yay. Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
Very, that's very good. Yes.
Malapit ang ating Philippine news.
Yes, malapit na. This is our Samatsari Philippine News, and we have our guest giving you our news this afternoon. Shekinah.
Pacquiao fight scene to cheer up Marawi evacuees. In Marawi City, even in a difficult time, evacuees and fans of boxing superstar Senator Manny Pacquiao will not be missing his highly anticipated match against virtually unknown Australian slugger Jeff Horn today. Pacquiao, who announced his retirement from boxing in April after defeating American boxer Timothy Bradley by unanimous decision, would be facing Horn at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane today. And his fans here, including evacuees staying at the social hall of the provincial capital, would be able to catch the live telecast after Lanao del Sur Vice Governor Mamintal Adyong Jr., ordered the installation of cable television, said Zia Alonto Adyong, who is the spokesperson of the local crisis management committee. We would like to make them happy, even for a moment only, Adyong said, adding that he counts himself as a fan. Maranaos were among Pacquiao's biggest fans and amongst the 15.2 million voters who sent the boxing legend to the Senate during last year's elections. Bombay Linending, an evacuee from Moncado Colony here, said he had not missed any of Pacquiao's fight. I would even stop taking passengers during his fight, said Linending, a tricycle driver. Linending said Pacquiao, a reserved military officer, still packed a killer punch even at 38. The 29-year-old Horn, who never fought outside of Australia, was considered unheralded as he lacked any signature victory defining his career. He goes against Pacquiao, an explosive ring veteran who paralyzed his fame into a successful career in entertainment and politics. Sunday's match is believed to be a warm-up bout for Pacquiao, who has reportedly set his sights on a rematch with fellow ring legend Floyd Mayweather, who had once beaten him.
And now we have Shama De Los Santos for our other news.
Jail facilities congested by 583%. 1 year of President Duterte's campaign against illegal drugs has congested the facilities of the Bureau of Jail Management and Penology, BJMP, by 583%, the government agency's chief said yesterday. BJMP Director Serafine Barreto said 142,013 inmates have been crammed into the Bureau's 466 jails nationwide as of June 30, much higher than the 98,000 prisoners recorded before Duterte took office last year. Barreto cited that the case of the Pulilan Municipal Jail in Bulacan, which is the most overcrowded facilities, intended for only four prisoners, it currently has 159 inmates for the congested rate of 3,590%. Mm. Another example is in the Binyan City Jail in Laguna, which currently houses 595 prisoners, way above its capacity of 22 inmates, a congested rate of 2,603%. We have seen the congestion of our jails, but we are finding ways to accommodate inmates, Barreto said during a media forum in Quezon City. The other facilities with high congestion rates are Santa Rosa City Jail in Laguna with 2,494%, Bacoor City Jail in Cavite with 2,281%, and Munting Lupa City Jail with 2,256%. The current custodial personnel to inmate ratio is one jail per 63 inmates. Oh. Escorting prisoners to court hearings remaining a problem, with a ratio of one jail guard for every 33 prisoners. Mm-hmm. Philippine law enforcement agencies have arrested around 86,933 drug peddlers and users since the anti-drug campaign began in July 1, 2006.
Mm-hmm. And that is our Samutsari Philippine News. Thank you so much for our lovely guests for giving us the news this afternoon. Well done. Now, that's very sad. It's in jail sa atin, ano? One guard per 33 inmates. Mm.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
They can be overpowered anytime.
Anytime. Oh, huwag kayong makinig sa amin. But a huge possibility. That's not good. Yeah. Anyhow, I thought I'd like to share, you know, yung mga, today is the 2nd of July, so dates back in history of the Philippines. May mga significant ano naman events in the 2nd of July, ano? Mm-hmm. Katulad ng San Juanico Bridge.
Oh,
alam
yes,
niyo ba?
Yes.
Yan, July 2nd pa yan, 1973, nang mabuksan ang San Juanico Bridge sa connecting Samar and Leyte in the Visayas. Hindi pa ako nakapunta doon. Sino nakapunta ka na doon, Tita Virg? Ikaw? It's the longest bridge of the Philippines. So we need to really go through that. I hope it's still standing.
In fact, I had been planning to go through Bicol because you can access that from Bicol by bus first.
By bus. Then,
yeah, and never happened.
Never happened. Yeah. Yun nga eh. Yeah, so yan. And of course, ang Manila School of Agriculture, July 2nd, 1889, created by the Royal Decree of November 29, 1887, was established. The object, of course, for obvious reasons, is the theoretical and the practical education of skilled farmers. Mm-hmm. We have to have that. Huh? And of course, former First Lady Imelda Marcos was acquitted of the charges on July 2nd, 1990 on her 61st birthday. I don't know if that's significant.
Courtesy of.
Yeah, you know, she was the one that the San Juanico Bridge. That's her
project. Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
She hails from Leyte.
Yes, so yeah. She got acquitted for all the charges of federal racketeering and fraud. that she raided the country's treasury and invested the money in the United States. So those are the significant events in history. July the 2nd. That's not good.
Palagay ko si Kuya Jun nanonood ng Pacquiao.
Nagre-ready na yan.
Magre-report.
Yes, next weekend, magre-report na yan sa atin.
Ayaw niyang
ma-disturb.
Sigurado ang mata niya nakadikit sa telebisyon. So,
may showbiz balita tayo dyan, Tita Verge?
Meron. So, mag-showbiz na muna tayo.
Yes, showbiz tayo.
Mm-hmm. Jake Cyrus reveals undergoing breast removal surgery.
You know who's Jake Cyrus is?
Ito nga.
Oh, yan.
Transgender man Jake Cyrus revealed he had his breasts surgically removed through a medical procedure known as female-to-male or FTM chest reconstruction surgery or TAP surgery. Aray ko po. Masakit siguro yun. I underwent a TAP surgery, said the 25-year-old international singing sensation, confirming he no longer has boobs. He said March 29, 2017, the date of his TAP surgery marked the birth of Jake Cyrus. The former Charis Pempenko made this revelation in his solo interview by TV5 reporter MJ Marfuri, the video of which was published on News 5 Features Facebook earlier today, June 30. Asked if it was a painful procedure, Jake only assured that he was happy with the result of his TAP surgery.
That means it was painful.
Yeah. Dr. Manny and Pai Kalayan, sila yung gumawa. I'm so happy kasi sobrang hindi naman sa ano, pero maganda. I know hindi pa ako papa-sex transplant, pero I feel complete. Ay, may plano pa pala. Mm-hmm. Jake revealed that he's also taking intravenous testosterone booster to aid his transformation as a transgender man. Ngayon, I'm on testosterone 2 months. Yung injection every 3 months, he shyly admitted. According to Jake, some noticeable changes in his body includes his growing mustache and deeper voice. Oh, maapektuhan ng boses.
Oo.
Yeah. Talking about how he feels about it.
Because you're taking ano?
Jake said, masaya ako pero nahihiya ako. Hindi pa rin kasi ako makapaniwala. Kasi parang dati, and I'm sure madaming makaka-relate ng mga trans men there. Siyempre, kung hindi ka pa nagkakaroon ng bigote, minsan nagdo-drawing ka pa sa mukha mo. Kasi yun yung pangarap mo. So, parang everyday, pag nagigising ako ngayon, I know 2 months pa lang siya. My God, parang nag-freak out ka. Kasi, siyempre, parang all your life, kumbaga, parang nagbibinata ka. After his unexpected name change recently, Jake said he was really overwhelmed with the support that he's getting for making a strong stand on his gender identity. At the same time, he said that he's also aware of the negative feedback that he's getting from bashers. But he maintained that he is trying hard to stay strong because he wants younger generation of LGBTs to be inspired by his story of transformation. He expressed his hope that they will come out and embrace who they are without being scared of the bashing they may experience along the way. What is LGBT?
Lesbian, gay, lesbian. LGBT
transformation,
gay,
bisexual transgender
or community. LGBT community.
Hindi, T.
Transgender.
Ganun pala.
All of the above, mm-hmm. na hindi male and female directly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, good on him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So ngayon,
he sacrificed a career really and was really a blossoming career.
Yeah. The question now is, is he now going to submit a new birth certificate to INSO?
Maybe.
Yeah, like change.
Change of name.
Change the name and change the.
I am not sure if we have that document change of name home.
Yeah, or do we just put it on top of the old?
I think you just put it on top of the old,
no? That this is now known as... Yeah. Kasi wala tayong AKA sa atin, ha? May AKA ba sa atin? Kasi I don't think legally you can change ang male, ang female to male.
Transgender.
I don't think.
Oh, baka
male
wala pa. Baka magkakaroon ng Republic Act number something.
Problema yan ng mga politician.
Yes, yes. Because...
That is so true.
I mean, in the Philippines, even if your parents made a mistake or the DFA made a mistake in putting the exact date on your birth certificate, umaabot siya ng matagal and kung saan saan butas ka kung papasok para mo ma-correct yung
ilang affidavits daan na dyan.
And ilang babayaran mo sa abogado. Ilang beses kang babalik sa DFA at sa... ay lalo pa ito. Republic Act nga siguro.
May Republic Act yan. Ayan. Well, dapat kasi time has changed ba? Now becoming more accepting that may mga transgender, may mga transsexual, you know. Mm-mm. Talagang, you know.
Times do change.
And legislation has to change also.
Yes. And time is so fast.
Exactly.
Yeah. We did not have Kuya Jun today, but I think next Sunday.
Yes.
Idodoble nila. Magbe-birthday po tayo. Ayan, binabati po namin ang mga nag-birthday ng nakaraang mga araw at magbe-birthday sa mga darating na mga araw ngayong July. At syempre pa, unahin ko na po ang aking number one na apo. July 1st, Tony Araneta, happy birthday to you, my darling. You've grown out so nicely. I couldn't ask for a better granddaughter. Not that my other granddaughters are equally the same, but you came first. So they know that you are always number one to me.
Bumababa is lula niyo. Sige.
And on July 1st, my oldest daughter, Pinky Araneta, happy birthday, my darling. July 4, again, not that you are my only favorite daughter, there are only the two of you, but because you came first, I'm sure Petite understand that you will always be my number one daughter.
Ano ka, tita?
Ayan, at marami pa po na nagsiselebrate ng birthday nila. Oh, kayo naman, apat pa tayo.
Yeah, happy birthday naman po, advance happy birthday to Erica. Oh, this 4th of July. And at saka, Cecilia, my friend, hello. Lovely seeing you. And marami pa pong iba, I'm not sure, I don't know.
Remember?
Train.
Sila na muna. Yes.
Okay, we would like to say happy birthday to our little brother, Ned Wios. Oh. Birthday niya po sa July 5.
Wow.
He's finally on his
sweet 16. The son of God.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Wios.
That's all.
Okay. Oh, sa akin naman, yes, happy birthday sa lahat ng mga nag-celebrate sa ilang mga birthdays, anibersaryo, magkasagun sa inyong celebrate. As I've said last week, yung mga bagong husband, bagong boyfriend, i-celebrate nyo yan. Kung nagdagdag kayo ng husband, i-celebrate nyo rin yan. Pati boyfriends. Sabi ng isang Pilipina kagabi, you're naughty. Sabi ko, no, I don't know. Ayan. And of course, to my friend, Elsie Mercado. And sabi nga ni Lisa, si Erika, happy birthday sa Tuesday. And si Pilar Gambi din, Isgera,
si
happy birthday. Pai. Oh. And of course, si Julieta Navarro Ching, happy birthday. Si Bunny de la Cruz, happy birthday din. Ayan, si Joy Francisco, sa Sabado na rin.
Si Joy, July 8th.
Yes.
And of course, our friend George Dawson, July 9th.
Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday sa inyong lahat. All the best and hopefully all your wishes will come true.
And congratulations again to past President Rotary Club of Newlin,
yes,
Pilar Boyle, and to the current President Min Roche.
It was
two
a lovely night.
Filipinas who are making waves, not only in the Filipino community, but in the world of Rotary.
Yes. Yan.
And congratulations to the other Rotarians, Filipino Rotarians, I mean, because we have started to give back to the community and attain more, and I'm sure a lot more of Filipinos will follow our footsteps.
Yes, that's right. Ayan.
Malapit na naman pong matapos. In fact, 1 minute na lang. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Sangot Sari. At siyempre pa, sa aming mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang sponsors. At sa aming mga volunteers dito sa radyo, maliban sa aming tatlo dito, Manang Trini, Lisa, si Ate Jo, malapit nang dumating.
Yes.
At si Kuya Jun, syempre, si Christina at mga iba pang sponsors. Oh, ang ating si Jella.
Yes. Ayan.
Oh, thank you for always listening our program every Sunday from 4:20 to 5:20.
Yes.
And thank you everyone for giving me the opportunity to guest today. Maraming salamat po at sana po supportahan niyo po ko sa pagdating ng August 12
yes.
at the Sky City Theater and yes. also July 29 at the Mangri Arts Center.
Yes, yes. And yeah. online vote po. Online vote
and
tayo.
Online
okay.
vote po. 50% go.
Yeah, yes.
Mga Pilipinos, online vote po tayo.
Yes, yeah. Kahit hindi Pilipinos. Yung yeah. mga
support.
Ano nyo, kaibigan
nyo. Mga asawa ng mga Pilipinos at Pilipinas.
Yes, yan. Mga in-laws nyo.
Yung mga naliligaw dyan, bilisan nyo.
Oh, yan. Manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan. O sa kanunay, nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan yung pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini, signing off saying, now, do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present as this will become your past and determines your future. Ingat po kayo lahat palagi. Good evening.
And God bless us
God
all.
God bless us all.
Yes. Bye.
Ipakilala ang iyong sarili. Ano man sa'yo'y mangyayari.